Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
At the Montana Family Foundation, our main focus is to strengthen families for the sake of the next generation, our children and grandchildren. And our name really says it all. We believe that strong families are the foundation of any strong society that's ever existed. Conversely, weak families have historically resulted in societal collapse. Rome is the perfect example. For centuries, Rome flourished as a republic because of its strong focus on what we call the traditional family. Key to their success during this period was their total lack of divorce. Eventually, easy divorce and open promiscuity crept into Roman society, families began to suffer the consequences, and the rest, as we say, is history. Sadly, the same thing's happening today in most Western cultures with the same devastating results. Ironically, divorce was not prevalent in the United States until Ronald Reagan, of all people, signed the nation's first no-fault divorce law in California in 1969. It quickly spread from state to state until no-fault divorce became the law in every state in the Union. The number of divorced families skyrocketed, and in later years, President Reagan said that signing the nation's first no-fault divorce law was his greatest regret of his entire political career. Now, fast forward to 2023, where we spend all of our time fighting bad policies that threaten to destroy what's left of the traditional family unit. Study after study show that children do best by every measure when they're raised in an intact home with their biological parents. There are those who say that families can be defined in many different ways, and that's true. Divorce happens, parents die at an early age, kids are placed in foster care, and others are adopted. For the sake of kids, society must make accommodations for all of these circumstances. Despite our best intentions, life happens, and kids need to be cared for. But that does not mean that all situations are equally beneficial for the kids. It's important for policymakers to remember that when it comes to marriage and families, there is a gold standard, and statistically, that's where kids do best. Policymakers must be encouraged to do everything in their power to support and strengthen the traditional family unit. This past legislative session, we engaged on 43 pro-family bills and testified in 105 legislative hearings. It was a team effort and included the Montana Family Foundation, our strategic partners, pro-family legislators, and Governor Gianforte, who signed all of our bills. It was, without a doubt, the most pro-family legislative session in Montana history, and this week, Montana was recognized along with North Dakota as the two most pro-family states in the Union by the Family Policy Alliance. It was a high honor and recognized the important role that strong families play in raising healthy, well-adjusted kids, and then in turn, the role that those kids play in maintaining a strong and healthy society. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.